views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer. It is great to be with you today. We are so happy to have Donna Mitchell-Moniak back with us. Donna, welcome.
Thank you, guys.
It's great to have you back. So we've got lots of exciting things going on here at Spirit Fire. We have a new round of the Practice of Living Awareness, which is Spirit Fire's own meditation practice. And if you've been listening to Spirit Fire Radio, since we launched back in September, we've already done one round of our meditation practice. And it's a 14-step meditation program. It's designed for beginners, for intermediate, for those with an advanced that already have a very good meditation practice established. And we offer free meditation, basically online every day. You can join us live and meditate with the group. Those are led by Donna. And you can also listen by podcast, and that's all at livingawareness.net. So we're beginning a brand new round of these 14 steps, and there's one step a week. We do three live meditations for the entry level, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern. So anybody that's been listening to the show and interested in our meditation practice and on the myriad of ways that mindfulness and meditation can just add so much to your life, add awareness not only to yourself but to the world. That starts on February 1st, which is on Monday. So in that phrase, I got a little sort of a bright light in my head that you're not only adding meditation and adding awareness to your life, but you're adding awareness to the world, which brings us, Donna, to so much of what you're teaching in this next round of classes, which is the heart of humanity and the fact that humanity as a whole has so much to contribute, not only to the earth, but to the world, to the universe, to consciousness at large. So let's talk about that.
Sure, that's a big subject, but a joyful one.
So, well, let's start by saying, you know, we talked last week about the class that is going on. There's two classes going on in tandem. One is they're all under the umbrella of humanities, of the humanity's spiritual path. And you started the Tuesday night series last night. So I'd love to hear about that class and just if anything came to the forefront that was really inspiring that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Sure. It's a great online class. It's certainly the registrations are still open. So should anyone be inspired from either last week's podcast or from today's discussion, feel free to join up. I mean, before we even say a couple of highlights, the joy of any online class, no matter what it's about or who's offering it, is that it can be done at the convenience of one's life. So time zones don't have to be in the way. One's life responsibilities and when time is available to you also don't have to be that which makes you hesitate from taking an online class. So I just highly suggest online programs, again, no matter what the subject matter is, no matter who's offering it, give them a try if you feel like learning something different or learning something new. As far as last night, you know, one of the things with humanity that will also spin right into the Thursday night program that we're going to talk about today is that humanity of all the kingdoms on earth, it evolves very quickly. And if we look at the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, yes, the animal kingdom certainly mutates more quickly than plant kingdom or mineral kingdom. But compared to those three, humanity evolves very quickly. We are ingenious by nature. We are relational by nature. And when you combine those two together, the fact that we are ingenious and we are relational, then sparks happen all the time. And then you just add to that that we learn from one another, as does everything else on the planet. We learn from one another. And then that genius that is sparking in a wide variety of ways, science, spirituality, philosophy, etc., then sparks all of humanity, you know, whole cultures, whole traditions, whole epochs in history end up being conditioned by those sparks that happen from one or two or three people. So it's a very important factor, actually, to have in the back of one's mind or to realize about oneself that we evolve quickly. That's why we change so quickly. That's why our realities change quickly. You look at even just something like iPads and Steve Jobs and or Thomas Edison or Tesla and, you know, the changes that they brought into the world and that we still live today.
And that are just happening ever quicker.
All the time.
Yeah. Which just goes right back to what you were saying about online class and online learning. There's something quite beautiful about sharing ideas in group, about taking a class such as this. You know, this is a basically almost a year-long program. I mean, it goes through September, right, Tim? It goes through September. And so I know that you've taught this as a very long class in the past. It's been almost I think it was a three-year program you taught this before that involved a group of people that went through this entire class together and really came out of that. I'm not going to put words into your mouth, but of what I know of that class and this sort of unity I still see amongst those folks that were in this great, this wonderful spiritual path class, there really is a sort of a lighted an effervescence about them whenever they talk about this class. And so I know that the Thursday's class is a bit of a deepening class, and I believe a number of them are excited to take that class. And it leads us to sort of bodhisattva and that term and this idea of a man of humanity's awakening heart. So I wondered if you could just say a couple words about that longer class and the fact that sort of we're learning quicker, we are evolving very quickly, and the ways in which you might see that the long run of either this class, both classes together, what did people take away from that longer spiritual class and what might they take away from this one?
Sure, good question. Just for clarification, I've taught a one-year, two-year, and a three-year program. Each of them has been focused primarily on the full range of a human being and how to bring that forward and then to integrate it into one's life so that we are consistently living more and more from that full range. So the current program that started Tuesday night is largely taken from the one-year program. All of these were programs that were done in person because they ran, you know, over the last 20 years ago and then completed within the last 8. So that's when people were doing more in-person, 4-day retreat, that kind of thing. And then a 2-year program focused on the inner psychology, the chakra system, etc. And the 3-year program was a very advanced, in-depth program. I think that what you've said is true because you know some of the people who were in the 1, 2, and the 3-year program, and there is that effervescence. So briefly then, the Tuesday night program comes largely from the 1-year program. I've taken that and turned it into an online. And then the Thursday night is going to come primarily from the 3-year program. And what can be expected of that? You know, we can talk about when we come back from break, but it's really going to the heart, if you will, of what is a human being and what's the range that we are capable of to bring into this world.
And I would say, just from my experience of those that have gone through these programs, it is really similar to the meditation practice. It's really just being able to find your center that much, you know, with greater ease, clarity, bringing clarity to one's life and clarity of one's path to sort of contemplate not only one's path, but how does my path reflect the path that humanity is on, the greater path, and seeing the connections between those two. And so any class like this, certainly brings that micro and macro. So we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, we'll talk about the relationship between my path and humanity's spiritual path and their relationship. So when we get back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Spirit File Radio, and where we're speaking today with Donna Mitchell-Moniak, and we're getting into the details of a class that she's offering on Thursday evenings through Spirit Fire.
So before the break, we mentioned the word bodhisattva, and you would love to hear a bit more about that, Donna. We're talking about humanity's spiritual path, and in the course description for this, you know, you basically say, if one is human, then one is a bodhisattva. So I'd love it if you could talk a bit about that word, its etymology, its significance.
Sure. That's easily done. The term comes from Sanskrit. You split it into two, bodhi and sattva. Bodhi means light, realm of light, as well as the clarity that light gives. So it's comprehensive, as with all words from Sanskrit. Sattva means being. It's not the verb being. It's more the noun being, so a being. And so when you put it together, you have a being of light. So bodhisattva could refer to any lighted way in which a human being or a celestial being is living. And in the course, my premise is to really understand that that's what our purpose is on planet Earth, that it is to bring forward the light of the heart, the light of the mind, and to do that through all creative avenues that are possible to a human being, and that furthermore, the more that we do so, that that brings forward goodness, kindness, benefit, and reduces the amount of detriment that happens as humanities do not live from their light.
And so if we zoomed out even a bit more, so what does that light then afford even the greater sort of beingness? So I'm scoping out almost to planetary or universal light.
Sure. If we go back to the statement made before of that humanity evolves quickly, and how it does that is that it uses, again, its ingenuity, its intellect, in a way of curiosity and in a way of aspirational motivation. So when we combine those two, we have that we move forward very quickly and that we take the whole of humanity along with us as we do that. So again, examples of that are science, healing, medicine, philosophy, religious and spiritual traditions. They all have a light quality to them. They illumine, they clarify, they might bring healing, which is so that the person feels, just heavy, light instead of heavy with depression and sickness. So then if we look at the planet, then we can see that light on our planet is very important. You know, the first amoeba and protozoa, they developed orienting towards the light. And then that developed into vision, and vision develops into the capacity again to see and to actually then vision a future, vision a better way of doing something. And then for humanity, it is to realize that this idea of light is part of what we are. It's why we're visionary people. You know, we bring forward whole visions of new ways of doing things. Again, examples abound. And that is part of our reason for being as a collective on Earth. It is to help you. It is to help Mother Earth bring forward a full range of her light through how we express ours. Just briefly, the plant kingdom has iridescence in its flower petals, even pollen in its yellow color. Fish scales have iridescence. They produce light. They show light. The same is so for butterfly wings and bird wings. So humanity, too, has its ways of producing light. And that, at essence, is what bodhisattva is about.
I also love to think of sort of the brilliance we think in terms of the mineral kingdom in the ways, you know, when we take sort of coal that's actually been compressed and has been heated and has been, you know, subject to tremendous pressure, we see brilliance there in that form. So I love that we can see it through almost every, well, through indeed every kingdom. And I also find just a little interesting side note is that, you know, for humanity, it's really alignment. You know, it's alignment to our higher selves, to our higher purpose, our higher mind. And you said this idea of light, which brings one to sort of the realm of mind. And we think of our higher selves as our soul. We think of connection through meditation to our higher being, to a higher sort of aspect of ourselves. And I know through my teaching about the energetic architecture of a human being and that connecting with different elements of our physiology, I find it really interesting that we've got the same cells in our pineal gland that we do in our eyes, same light receptors. And this, the pineal gland, is inside the brain, and many call it the spiritual gland. You know, sort of in energetic architecture, we would say this is the gateway to the soul. This is sort of the eye of the soul. So I find it interesting that even within our physiology, there are light receptors within a gland that actually is inside of our body and does not have any sort of access to actual light as we would use our eyes referencing light, but to the light of the soul. And this is physiological. So I find that just fascinating as well, the ways in which light can be discussed in terms of not only the light of day, but lightness of being and even that sort of spiritual light. So it's just fascinating and beautiful.
It is fascinating. And when we think about, you know, the pineal gland is near the source of DMT, within our, which is called the spiritual hormone, as an example. And artists experience that as well as meditators, and as do children. You know, children, when they are being in creative visualization or just having free time and free play, and they're really joyous and really happy, DMT is actually being secreted as a hormone. It's a hormone of light. If we think about the heart, yes, the heart, using it from a psychological or a psycho-spiritual point of view, is about kindness and compassion and wisdom and such things. But we know that just as a common everyday experience, that if we are happy or in a courteous way with another human being, we feel good. Good endorphins are pumping through us because we are expressing a lightness of our being. We're in a humorous way, or we're smiling through something. And when we get down or judging or criticizing or depressed, the light seems to fade away. And so there's so many ways by which this idea of light plays out for a human being, just as it does within the planet. You know, I use the context of the planet, and we'll give examples from other kingdoms so that we always understand that humanity is part of a very big, complex rubric called Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is within the solar system, which is within, you know, the Milky Way galaxy, on and on, right?
Well, I'd love to just mention for the listeners who might be fascinated by this conversation that there is a film called Planetary. And I know, Donna, you've seen this film, and Tim, I'm certain you've seen it as well. And there's an instance in this film which has got a lot of dialogue from astronauts, and it's talking about the moment that astronauts went out into space and the first time that they, very personally, their response and reaction to being outside of, off of the planet Earth and looking back and seeing Mother Earth from space. And one woman had the most just mind-blowing response. She said that she could see Earth as a living, breathing organism, and that Earth had spawned, human beings had created through evolution, human beings after so many millions of years, that we could get to the point where we actually have created ships and technology where we could physically take ourselves off of the Earth and look back and see Earth as one living, breathing, moving being. So in a sense, Earth creating within itself a way to be for self-observation, for self-awareness. And I just find that to be, that blew my mind. I still think of that statement, and I'm just really wowed that within meditation, in self-reflection, in pondering, in classes, in taking a class and really engaging the light of mind, we're observing ourselves. We're observing who we are and what we are. And it really is about self-observation and self-awareness at the end of the day.
Yeah, and when we realize that actually our purpose on the planet, our purpose within our families, at our workplace, our purpose to ourselves is to be the fullest human being that we can. And that will only bring us goodness. It will only bring us joy. It will only benefit our family. it will only produce excellent children who are going to take our future and actually do something beautiful with it. So this is certainly why I teach what I do, every single program that I create. It's why I teach meditation, give it freely and have for all my life. It's because the more that we understand who we are and live from that fullness, only goodness results. And that's Bodhisattva.
Beautiful. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, more with Donna Mitchell Moniak.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I'd say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black.
Hi, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. Tim Darter and I are here broadcasting live from Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center in Leiden, Massachusetts. And we are really appreciating the fact that there's a little more light to each day.
Yes.
We've actually been blessed with quite a bit of sunshine lately. So,
and unseasonable warmth.
Yes, the light of the sun. Really enjoying that. So more light in the world there seems to be, you know, as we move away from the winter solstice, we notice more light. And I say personally, I can notice a lightness in my mood. I notice when it gets darker that if I'm not outside in nature and I'm not under the sun, that I get a little moody, I get a little crabby, and there becomes a little bit of separation. I can notice my solar plexus gets a little wound up, and my heart seems to be wanting a little bit more. So it's just interesting the effect that light has on us in every which way. So speaking of, you know, I was just reading the at spiritfire.com, if you look under our education programs, you'll see this series that Donna Mitchell-Moniak is teaching for the entire spring, summer, and into early fall. And there's a quote at the beginning that I just love and I'd love to share with everybody. It says, it's from Thomas Berry from The Great Work. And it says, quote, "Ultimately, spirituality is a mode of being in which not only the divine and the human commune with each other, but through which we discover ourselves in the universe, and the universe discovers itself in us." So that's just beautiful. The universe discovering itself in us. So Donna, as you say, you know, lightness of being and bringing light to ourselves, bringing light to our lives, that we actually are tincturing the world. We're bringing the world closer together inevitably, because in order for us to get to that place of light, we've got to have our heart. We've got to have heart sort of in the mix. We've got to understand unity and union. We've got to understand what I do to you affects the way you treat me. And we've got to have this togetherness of heart and union. And so what are ways that we can sort of bring that into our lives daily, both to affect our heart and our mind? If you could just give us a few ways that we can bring that awareness, more light into our lives, what practices?
Sure. Real simply, of course, there is, of course, meditation and there is contemplation and such things, and they are of tremendous value. But sometimes it's as simple as turning off the TV and looking out the window and noticing the sky, looking at nature, watching a bird, put a bird feeder up by where you can see it, smile at your children, say happy things to one another. These might seem trite. They might seem almost, you know, how can that bring such a change? But they will. And because humanity moves according to repetition, when we repeat a happy thing, a creative thing, we want to repeat it again. And it creates a flow of light, because light will self-perpetuate itself, like a beam of light self-perpetuates itself. That's electromagnetism. And equally so, repetition will work for the negative. If we repeat negative thoughts, negative statements, worry, doubt, you know, punitive actions, etc., that's going to repeat itself. We all know that. We all live that. So the beauty of the fact that repetition will bring more of the same. So if we repeat the positive, repeat the smile, be courteous to one another, turn off the TV show that actually is only about violence or mean-spiritedness, then we will fill that same time with something lighter. Maybe it's nature. Maybe it's just being with the person that we're with. And we will find that it makes a big difference in our life.
Indeed. I've got an affirmation that is pinned to my wall that says, "In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete." I think I've been saying that sentence since I was 22 years old, which is a long time. And it's true, that repetition to sort of just bring something like that the certain words into our lives, like in the infinity of life where I am. Infinity is just such a beautiful word. All is perfect. It's whole. It's complete. If we can just sort of find the light in those words and focus on that, I know I try to read that as often as I can, and it really makes a change. It really does help to sort of find the vibration in a word, or find the vibration in, you know, a smile. Sense the vibration in a beautiful flower, or as you say, watching a bird, the expansiveness of the sky, which reminds us of our mind. You know, there's nothing like a beautiful view to sort of clear the mind. So,
and if I might, there's something very powerful, again, with the endorphins in our brain and how the endorphins change everything. You know, they work with the vagus nerve, they work with our central nervous system, they work with our lymphatic system, and they change everything very quickly. Looking at the sky releases certain endorphins. And looking at the sky, so not only is it visually whatever it might be, cloudy, sunny, interesting pictures that the clouds are making, or lightning. It could be the nighttime sky, right? So no matter what it is, it's got its own sense of ambiance and beauty. But furthermore, to lift one's eyes up always makes certain endorphins that are happy endorphins flow, simply to lift one's eyes up. Humanity is hardwired to orient to the transcendent. And this is Bodhisattva. This is at the core of Bodhisattva essence. We are light beings. We are oriented towards the light. And so when, wonderfully, we bring forward in the very common, everyday ways, light from us, from our heart, from our mind, in our words, in our actions, common everyday things, like I said, courtesy, simple courtesy, it does wonders for our whole psychology because, again, being hardwired, it releases certain endorphins inside us, different pathways, neurological pathways, wire, fire, and literally we spark with light when we do something as simple as smile or courtesy.
Well, we talk a lot in the practice of living awareness about a smile and the fact that a smile actually lifts your face and you feel it. You feel it.
Yes.
Feel it in your mood. And it's so simple, you know, that it seems so simplistic that we would say to look up is to be looking toward the light and to feel lighter, and to look down is to be feeling, to literally be feeling gravity, the grave. And you think that how many of us these days are constantly looking down at devices, constantly looking down at our phones, and you know it's got to have an effect. So when people say, put the phone down, it's not only the fact that our minds are just constantly going and we don't give them a break and that we're focusing on this minutia, but that we're actually physically looking down all the time and we're not looking up at the expansiveness of the world around us. So it's in these simple things that actually are quite complex and related to our neurochemistry, as you mentioned. In meditation, you close your eyes and lift your eyes up behind your closed lids and you actually can sense the light of mind. So, you know, these things are not only just energetic, but they're physiological in every regard. I find it so fascinating.
It's so true. So that when, you know, when we just ask ourselves, well, what can I do? You know, many people would be really put off by something more robust of a practice like meditation, let's say, or yoga, something like this. But when we really just simply bring it down to everyday common things that we can do for ourselves, sit down, have a cup of tea, right? Just sit down and relax for a minute. Then these kinds of things actually bring forward the lightness of our heart. They help clear our mind, light again in our mind, just clarity in our mind. We take a long, slow, deep breath. No matter what we're doing, just stop. Take a long, slow, deep breath. As we say in the meditation practice, everything will change in that moment. It might need to be repeated again, another long, slow, deep breath, so that the positivity that happened just really quickly will sustain itself, but the positivity will definitely happen.
Indeed. The practice is just so rich. I'm so excited that we're starting again another round and excited to bring it into the radio show again. We had so much fun each step, sort of talking so much about breath and understanding so many ways in which we see the cycles of breath. We see what does a breath energetically allow within our body, and we were relating that to people's expression in the world, and it's just so beautiful the way all of this is interrelated. You know, we can talk about these words and their significance in our lives, and they're symbolic, and yet we see them expressed in the day-to-day, and I just find it always so fun and something great for us to do on the show. There's a few words, and when we get back from this break, that I'd like to talk about. Equanimity, synthesis, and responsibility. Love to hear your take on those, Donna. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. This is Steve Kramer. It's great to be back with you. We are talking about light And the significance of that word is our path. So, Don, three words that are coming to mind: synthesis, equanimity, and responsibility. Could you give one of those for us?
Sure. Synthesis, equanimity, and responsibility are words that are important for us to understand within ourselves, that we are a synthesis, first off. We're a synthesis of our heart, our mind, our ingenuity, our capacity to know, you know, just who and what we are in the world. So we are ourselves a synthesis. Then we are that. Then we are that we are also hardwired in the way that we've talked about it already. We're hardwired for kindness, equanimity, to live in a way that is seeing all people as equal with myself. Furthermore, that's our responsibility to live from that equanimity of the heart and to see humanity as one synthesis, that we are responsible for the whole synthesized goodness of the world, that's our responsibility. So the Course will look at how all spiritual traditions are orienting us towards living together as one and working together as one and realizing as well that our full range of our human beingness is at essence that we see all beings from our heart, from the heart of equanimity, that's our only responsibility.
I find that word responsibility and the ability to respond is sort of also dependent on equanimity, huh? I mean, if we are really caught up, for instance, this morning I was getting ready to just eat breakfast and I thought, where's my phone? I was going to eat and I was going to look at my emails and see what I had going on today. And right away I was thrown off. One could say I was cut off from really what was happening around me and my ability to sort of respond to the wholeness that is me, which was to sit and enjoy a meal, to taste everything, to actually be at one with my experience. And so I find that sort of this place of equanimity is sort of a macro and a micro thing, that in order to be able to respond, to have the ability to respond, we sort of need a certain amount of balance. We need a certain equipoise. We need to be able to align. And then once we've got that, we then can move on to something like synthesis. You know, we actually are a part of the greater whole because we're actually at a place where we are in our beingness. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, and it's a really great example. And if we go back to simply the word that kind of started the show, bodhisattva, and the etymology of it again, bodhi meaning light and sattva meaning being. In light, if we just imagine ourselves in a very bright space, then there is automatically this evenness, this equality of the light itself. Light is not, you know, if we think about the sun, right? The sun just gives equally light to everything. And if we're in a room and the light has illumined the whole room, there's an equal light in the room. So in the same way for us, as we move from a lighted mind, clear mind, a lighted heart, a lighted sense of our presence in the world, then that is going to automatically mean that we're going to meet the world with a little more evenness, little less bias or preferences. We'll just see things as they are a little more truly. And what that would do is it would then undo some of the harshness with which we engage the world, or the harshness that occurs in the world because we are not in equanimity. That's where wars come from, and greed and unethical behavior. So equanimity actually would be a great counter, what, an antidote, right, to the harshness with which a human being can move from. And instead it would be the antidote, and it would bring forward the goodness of right responsibility in the world, which would then, in a synthetic way, change the world for a better place.
I love it. And I'm also hearing, I really love certain the words that you always choose, like that anecdote. I love that. And when I hear you say the word responsibility, I hear the word in there again, response. And when you're talking about the antidote, another word I would say is to reaction, to being in a constant state of reaction. And you can just feel into that word of, am I reacting, which feels very sort of dark and closed off, or am I responding, which is a bit more open, has got a sort of a sense of awareness, and it's even got appreciation to it. So I find that appreciation is what is the result of so much of this, being able to appreciate who we are and what is our place, appreciate that every day is a path, that every day as we work toward a greater alignment, that we are finding a reverence within our lives, within who we are, and that is the spiritual path. So, you know,
exactly. And if I may, just before, you know, it's time to wrap up, if we think about light and we think about nature, nature responds a tremendous amount during the day when the light is there. And what is the response? Beauty, harmony, perfume, healing herbs, you name it, right? Everything grows. In light, everything grows. The nighttime comes, things go to sleep. Things don't grow so much in the nighttime. Well, the same is so for us. When we live from our light, then positivity is what increases. Beauty, harmony increases. Creative ingenuity, the arts increase. When we live personally and as a collective from the darkness, the darker side of us, it isn't life that increases. It isn't goodness that increases. It's the challenges. So it's that simple. And that's, I hope, to bring forward from this Bodhisattva class, that each of us has an amazing range to our human beingness. We can all live more so easily from that, and thereby assist our families, our workplaces, our communities, and the world to bring forward more of its own light.
Beautifully said, Donna. One reason I love having you on our show. It's great. So we're going to wrap this up. Donna, we have got a minute left. Could you just a word or two about the practice that's coming up, like in a few seconds, and then we'll say goodbye.
Absolutely. So the new round starts Monday, February 1st. We'd love to have you join us. It's the practice of living awareness is a modern integrated meditation practice. It works with joy. It works with one's life, one's senses, and it only brings clarity and heart into one. So check us out, Living Awareness, meditation.net on the blog, or spiritfire.com. Check it out.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we're wrapping the show up. Thank you so much for joining us, and spiritfire.com as well to look at Donna's courses coming up. There's plenty of time to register for both of those online courses. So, Donna, thanks so much. It was great to be with you.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Bye. See you next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.